It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
There are no words that can describe the vastness of time and space. It's big. Really big. Really, really big. Really. There's also not many words that can describe the vastness of space between the ears of evil mastermind Dr. Steve. There's a lot of empty space in there. Really. A lot of big, wide, empty...
Oh, all right. They get the point. So I'm not as clever or smart as Dr. Floyd. I will tell you one thing, though. I am more evil than he is. And at the end of the day, evil always beats good. Hush.
Evil mastermind Dr. Steve is currently speeding through the time and space stream in his time and spaceship that is outfitted with a time and space travel device stolen from our hero, Dr. Floyd.
Where should we go next, Fidget? We have all the time in the world. We could... What is it? What's happening? What ship? I don't see any... Oh, no. Fidget, turn around. We're heading right for it. Evasive action now.
As our two villains find themselves in a perilous situation, let's turn our attention to the ship of our hero, Dr. Floyd.
What's that you're eating there, Dr. Grant?
Big bowl of grilled fruit, Dr. Floyd. You want some?
Grilled fruit?
Yeah, don't want to get scurvy, you know.
What kind of fruit you got there?
Oh, peaches, nectarines, pineapples, and plantains.
Plantains? You can't grill plantains.
Oh, sure you can. Just a few minutes on each side. Here, try a bite.
Ew, this is gross, Dr. Grant. It tastes like cork. Plantains are supposed to be sweet.
Well, to each his own. You know, my mother used to cook these up for...
What's that, Chips?
Well, that can't be right. He says that Dr. Steve's ship has just vanished from the time and space stream.
You mean he made a time jump?
No, his whole ship just disappeared.
Chips, program some programs into the computer program and see if you can come up with possible program glitches. Dr. Grant, you use the scanner to scan for any suspicious scanners scanning in the time and space stream.
Will do. What are you going to do, Dr. Floyd?
I'll be attending to the most pressing matter of all.
What's that?
Getting the taste of this grilled plantain out of my mouth.
Our heroes go about their tasks, and soon programs are programmed, scanners are scanned, and teeth are toothbrushed, and all are back on the bridge of the ship.
Anything to report?
Chips couldn't find any program glitches in the program, and I couldn't detect any suspicious scans on the scanners.
I see. Well, how's my breath smell?
Good. Is that a new toothpaste?
Yeah, vanilla flavor, like brushing with cake frosting. Strange shapes around the wormholes. That's right, we talked about those two episodes ago.
Chip says that the shapes have grown in even larger numbers, Dr. Floyd, except now they are moving away from the wormholes and towards that small moon.
That's no moon. It's a time and space station.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, I think you're right. Full reverse! Chips, lock in the auxiliary power! I said lock in the auxiliary power! Pull that little lever there.
Why are we still moving towards it?
We're caught in a tractor beam. It's pulling us in!
As our heroes use this life-threatening situation to act out scenes from their favorite movies, let's turn our attention to the small group of slug-like creatures aboard the space station awaiting the approach of our hero's ship.
After weeks of watching these fools wreaking havoc in the time and space stream and sitting idly by, we finally have them. We will now put an end to their blatant disregard for the time and space stream once and for all.
Yes, but Chancellor, remember, these are alien beings. They have rights, and we must make sure we allow for those rights.
They lost any rights the moment they interfered with our work, Doctor. Their rights, or lack thereof, will be dictated to them by His Majesty.
Yes, of course, but meeting these beings will be a wonderful scientific opportunity.
These are criminals, malicious, uncaring criminals. I will see to it that the King does the right thing and has them thrown to the Badowski monster first thing tomorrow.
Our hero's time and spaceship lands with a thud in the landing bay of the time and space station, and instantly it is surrounded by 50 of these odd slug-like creatures, all armed with long staffs which are humming with energy.
Attention all beings aboard this vessel. This is High Chancellor Rosen of the Time and Space Worms. Immediately power down and exit your ship. Bring no weapons as you are surrounded and will be exterminated if any aggression is shown.
What are we gonna do, Dr. Floyd? Who are these creatures?
I'm not sure, Dr. Grant, but what choice do we have? Chips, power down the ship and let's go out and see what they want. Just remember to be careful.
Our heroes comply with the orders given to them by these strange beings and soon find themselves at the bottom of their ship's ramp, surrounded by guards.
Oh, hello there, everybody. My name is Dr. Floyd. I'm Earth's most brilliant scientist. This is my protege, Dr. Grant, and our faithful robot companion, Chips. We come in peace.
Peace? Ha! If you truly ventured into the time and space stream in peace, you wouldn't have caused so much trouble. Guards, bind them in electro shackles.
Hey, what?
Hey,
watch it. You mind telling us why you've taken us prisoner?
Your crimes will be read to you in front of His Royal Majesty Schwarzschild. He alone shall decide your fate. Guards, take them to the prison block and get them out of my sight. I shall inform His Majesty of your arrival.
Several slug-like creatures lead our heroes down a large corridor of the time and space station.
I must apologize for the behavior of the Chancellor. He is most upset about the current, situation. Are your electro shackles too tight?
Actually, they tickle a little bit.
Where are we?
You are aboard the time and space station Krasnikov, home to the time and space worms. That's us. We are overseers of all the goings-on in the time and space stream.
And who are you?
They call me Dr. Worm. Good morning. How are you? I'm Dr. Worm.
Good morning. Anyway, why have you captured us?
I'm afraid you have made a grave error. All of your time and space jumping has created new wormholes in the time and space stream.
Well, that shouldn't harm anything. Just means more places to get across the universe.
Actually, it does a lot of harm. See, us worms have a union contract that clearly states that we are the only beings that can create wormholes. You have violated our contract, which is an act that carries the automatic punishment of death.
No!
In the morning, you will be taken in front of the king and will be judged. For now, enjoy your stay. I know our prison cells are not the most comfortable, but it will have to do. The shackles will automatically release once you've stepped inside.
Are we going to be able to plead our case to the king?
If he's in a listening mood, yes. More often than not, though, he's been intolerant of time travelers due to the chancellor having his ear. Well, I'll find out tomorrow. Until then, enjoy your time here. Get to know your fellow prisoners. Unfortunately, you'll most likely be thrown to the Petowski monster tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Dr. Worm.
Yeah, thanks, I guess.
What do we do now, Dr. Floyd?
Well, he said to get to know our fellow prisoners. Who do you think he meant?
I think he meant us.
From out of the shadows of the jail cell, step none other than evil mastermind Dr. Steve and his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget.
Dr. Steve?
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hello, Fidget.
Hello, Floyd. Comfy little jail cell, isn't it?
Oh, no, it looks as if Dr. Steve and Fidget are prisoners of the time and space worms as well. When the morning comes, will the heroes and villains we've come to know and love and despise be thrown to the Badowski monster? Is this the end of our series or merely the end of the season? And just what is the proper way to prepare plantains? Find out in the next exciting season of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. If there is one.